Welcome to the Same Skycast. This episode, Josh from Wii Folder and myself will be discussing our anticipations about Nintendo's presentation at this year's E3. Hello everyone, it's Eddie Destiny Smasher Fetty, reviews editor of GoNintendo.com. Welcome to the Same Skycast, where we bring all worlds under the same sky. This week, we're gearing up for E3 as it is coming ever so close to rampaging the internets. And this episode, I've got someone that a lot of the guys over at GoNintendo you'll probably be familiar with. It's Josh from WeFolder.com.
Hello.
And just for anyone who might not be familiar with your work, Josh, could you tell them what you do?
Sure. I run WeFolder.com, which kind of features, I guess, original content, kind of covers Wii software in a different way with like a video tour that uses green screen to kind of show how the controls work. And we also do a show called The Fold, which is just kind of casually sitting around with friends and playing through multiplayer Wii games. And and we also do a weekly news video, which is called The Pipeline, kind of wrapping up all the Nintendo news for the week. So we have fun at WeFolder, I guess.
Yeah.
That's right, good word it.
Yeah. You've been doing that for a little while. I remember when all you were doing was just the video tours, but you've come a long way in the past, what's it been, like a year, year and a half, 2 years?
Since I started doing the video tours, which were very primitive, I think it's been like since December of 2006.
Okay, so you've been doing WeFolder for a long time. I probably just didn't come across your stuff for a little while there.
Right, it didn't start to actually get polished for like about a year ago. Since about a year ago is when I started to put a little bit more effort into it.
Well, no, I've seen some of your more recent stuff, and the green screen effect works really nice. You get to see like what you're doing with the video, and also you just get to see like your own face talking. Like, to me, that's kind of important too. So that's definitely a cool way to go about it.
Thank you very much.
But yeah, so you know, for any of you guys out there that haven't heard of WeFolder, definitely check that site out. If you care about Wii games, he does some really cool previews of games that are coming up. He gives you a pretty in-depth look of, you know, how the game plays, that sort of thing. But right now we're going to be discussing our sort of pre-E3 thoughts, predictions, hopes, all that kind of stuff. So let's just get right down to it. I mean, how long have you been following E3, Josh?
I started following E3, I think, more religiously following E3, probably around 2004. I think my first big time watching it that actually got me excited was around like the Star Fox Assault days, Resident Evil 4 days.
Right.
So I think that was 2004, right?
That sounds about right. Yeah, I don't really remember.
We'll say 2004.
Okay, so you've been following it for a pretty long while. Do you, let's see, before you actually started making your own game videos, like, would you used to, like, you know, go on the websites and, like, follow the news all day or, like, watch the video streams or anything like that?
Yeah, I used to go to IGN a lot, and IGN, I remember back in the day, seemed to get a lot of the, like, pre-E3 stuff, and they'd have a lot of, you know, early impressions of games and stuff. So, it's been a little while since I've been following E3.
Yeah. Now, are you going to E3 this year?
No, this year I'm not going because I'm stupid and I never plan ahead enough. And I keep saying, oh, yeah, I'll go this year. And then by the time I actually get around to maybe, you know, getting plans going, it's already June.
Yeah. And you have to register for E3 like at least a month early.
Right.
So have you never been there yet? You've just been wanting to and just haven't been able to get things...
I've never been to E3 yet, and hopefully next year will be the first year. But as of right now, I've purely watched E3 through live streams or on G4.
Yeah. Well, you and me are both in the same boat there. I haven't been to E3 yet either, so who knows? Maybe next year will be my first year, too.
Next year we're going together. We're sharing a cab.
There we go. But, yeah, as far as I go, I first became aware of E3 probably, I guess I was kind of loosely aware of it, but the first time that I started like actually following like media from it was back in, I think it was probably 2001, whatever the year when Super Smash Bros. Melee was announced. Like, that was sort of the first time when I was like, oh, like at E3, there's like a whole bunch of news that comes out at the same time, and there's like screenshots and videos and all this stuff at the same time. Like, for some reason, my mind like kind of processed E3 as like just this kind of long, drawn out thing. And I don't know. But from that point on, I started kind of following it. But once I got to college, about, that was 5 years ago, was when I was getting ready for college. I just graduated high school. That's when I started, like, religiously following E3. So basically every year during college, I would follow it religiously. And for at least the past 3 years, I have watched the video stream of at least Nintendo's conference and usually whoever else's conference happens on that same day. And I actually specifically requested a day off of work a month ago so that I could make sure that I continue that tradition and watch. I think Nintendo and Sony will be the conferences on Tuesday, so I'm going to be live streaming those. But so we both follow E3. Obviously, we're both big Nintendo fans, as we do stuff for Nintendo websites. So, I mean, without further ado, let's get into this E3. Like, what are you hoping to see that we already kind of have an idea of? Like, what do you want to see more of that we've kind of heard about?
This has been the thing that I've wanted to see for like the past 5 years, and so I'm really hoping it happens this year. Pikmin 3. I can't wait for Pikmin 3 anymore. I'm so obsessed with Pikmin. I still, to this day, actually play Pikmin 2's battle mode with friends. I think we might have, like, a world record for how many battle matches we've played. And so Pikmin 3 is one that I really hope is at E3 2010.
Yeah. No, I'm a big Pikmin fan, too. Like, the first Pikmin, I was like, this game's pretty cool. Like, this game's all right. Like, it was a pretty solid, like, tech demo, early release sort of game. Like, I say tech demo in the sense that it helped show, like, you know, what the GameCube could do in terms of, you know, having a whole bunch of figures on the screen at the same time and controlling your character, but also controlling the Pikmin with the C-stick at the same time and all that. But then Pikmin 2 came out, and Pikmin 2 was, like, I don't know. Like, Pikmin 2 was just so much more than Pikmin 1 in terms of, like, the content and the way it was executed, that, like, once Pikmin 2 came out, I was like, okay, like, I'm all in with this franchise now. So I've been waiting for Pikmin 3. We've known about, like, they've mentioned Pikmin 3, that it is being worked on. So they just haven't showed us anything since. Like, I know last year they said it was being worked on as well. So, yeah, hopefully this will be the year.
Mr. Miyamoto, I think, said, he said that it was a small team working on it back at last year's E3. Mm-hmm. And then I think at a fall conference, he said that it's now a full team well underway working on Pikmin 3. So that gives me hope that it'll be shown this year.
Yeah. I mean, well, I mean, I kind of have my fingers crossed on that, too, because I think that this would be a good year for, honestly, I think this would be a good year for a lot of those, like, not quite as famous Nintendo franchises to at least be revealed, because, I mean, we've had three Mario platforming games, which is, like, unprecedented since the NES on one console. We've had you could argue whether or not we've had a Zelda game, because some people feel like Twilight Princess was still really a GameCube game. So, yeah. I mean, you could make the argument for that. We've had one Metroid game, and there's going to be another Metroid game. I mean, we've had a lot of the big heavy hitters. We're aware that there is a Zelda that is being made, obviously, and Nintendo, as far as I'm aware, basically said that they're going to be showing it at E3 this year. So, obviously, that's the big one everyone's waiting for. But we haven't really heard about, like, a Wii Star Fox game, or a Wii F-Zero game, or a Wii Kirby game, or, you know, anything like that.
I totally agree that now, like, from now until the Wii is done, this is the time for Nintendo to say, okay, now we're working on Star Fox and Pikmin and sort of go into those B franchises.
Yeah.
Like you said, we've already had, like, you know, three main Mario games, and we're going to have two Metroid games and probably two Zelda games on the Wii, and so I'm ready for some Pikmin and Star Fox and F-Zero.
Yeah, me too. Is there anything that you, like, are specifically hoping they do differently with Pikmin 3? Like, you know, what kind of features or anything like that would you want to see in a Pikmin 3 if you had the decision?
That's, you know, it's funny because I actually do think a lot about, like, what I would want to see in games. And that's, like, the one franchise I really cannot think of what could be the hook. What's the different change in Pikmin 3? I really have no idea, but I do know what I absolutely want in the game, otherwise I'll be really sad. I think Pikmin 2 brought the series into having several modes. You know, there's the co-op mode and the battle mode, mm-hmm. and, you know, you have a little Picklopedia, and so it felt like they really made this amazingly well-rounded experience in Pikmin.
Yeah.
And so if they drop the battle mode or the co-op, and it really just focuses on, okay, here's the story mode, no matter how great it is, I'm still just going to be like, oh, you know, I've been waiting 5 years for new battle mode. And I'm not saying, oh, just make it the same battle mode with different maps or something, but that idea of you can go against each other in Pikmin and work as, you know, a team, I hope they really keep that in Pikmin 3.
Yeah, me too. I never really got to play the battle mode against anyone who had as much experience as me at Pikmin, so it always was either me kind of going easy on them or me, like, completely crushing them.
Come to Chicago. We'll go head on.
I'm sure you will whoop my ass because I've not played Pikmin in a while, but I've been waiting for them to port Pikmin 2 for the Wii. I mean, I believe they did in Japan, but they, like, haven't... They just didn't bother to bring the second one to the U.S., have they?
No, it hasn't been released in North America, and it has been released in Europe. And Japan have it, but we don't.
That's so weird. I've been waiting for that. Like, as soon as it comes out in America, I know I'm going to buy it, because I actually don't own Pikmin 2 on GameCube. I got rid of it because I knew they were going to be porting it to the Wii, and they just haven't ported it to the Wii yet, so I'm still waiting.
No, they haven't. And you know what? I wouldn't be surprised if they don't at this
point. They might not at this point.
It seems like they've moved past the new Play Control or Play on Wii games now.
Yeah, I don't know. We might not ever see it in the United States. I don't know. But, so, you know, there's Pikmin 3. What other kinds of... I guess now we're getting more into hypothetical territory, I suppose, but what other kinds of things are you hoping that Nintendo reveals or further elaborates on or shows us?
I think that I might be one of the very few people who actually does have hope for the Vitality Sensor. Mm-hmm. And I really hope that Nintendo shows us software that nobody really thought they would actually accomplish with the Vitality Sensor.
Yeah.
So, like, I think, like, most people, when they talk about the Vitality Sensor, they're like, oh, it measures how relaxed you are. It's a game where, you know, I don't think Nintendo's going to go that route necessarily. I think they are going to make software that is fun and very gamey with the Vitality Sensor. Like, if you look at Wii Fit, that's an exercising game, and people would probably think, like, oh, yoga, that's not fun. But then they also have these games that are like, oh, balance on the rope and, you know, make 10 out of bouncing into the ball. So
yeah,
I have a lot of hope for Vitality Sensor software, actually.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, obviously everybody's been kind of making a big joke of the Vitality Sensor, and I can totally see why, but I agree with you. I think that there is potential for it, and it's just that Nintendo needs to capitalize on that. And I think that the main problem is that they revealed the Vitality Sensor and didn't reveal any real software applications for it. I think it might have been a better idea if they had just waited to reveal the Vitality Sensor until this year, assuming that this year they do have some software to actually show it off. Because that's always...
That's kind of actually... It goes against what Nintendo usually does. I think usually Nintendo doesn't show off something new without saying, oh, and this is the game.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
This might be the first time they've actually just showed us, oh, this is a peripheral we're releasing, and this is what it does, but we don't have anything to show you.
Yeah.
Motion Plus, they showed us Resort, right?
Yeah. Well, when they first showed us the Motion Plus, they showed us Wii Sports Resort. Yeah. So...
Yeah.
Yeah, but definitely kind of strange that they just sort of, you know, show that off and didn't have any games to go along with it. Speaking of Motion Plus, that's kind of something I want to, like, a lot of people probably aren't thinking about it, but especially now that you've got the PlayStation Move and the Project Natal out there, I'd really like to see what Nintendo and the third parties are doing to back up Motion Plus, because I do think that there are some good applications for that that haven't been utilized that much. We've only really seen a handful of games that make full use of it, so I think now would be kind of the time to show, yeah, Move and Natal can do these cool things, but, you know, the Motion Plus can still do, you know, more detailed motion control as well, and they just haven't showed us, you know, software for that. Although,
and, you know, the strangest thing is they actually have games announced that are going to support Motion Plus. But like Fling Smash, for example, that might not be like a huge release, but it's a cool game that uses Wii Motion Plus, and it's clearly done, and yet they just delayed it recently till September.
Hmm.
So, and they didn't even really give us a date yet. So where is the Motion Plus software? And now would be the perfect time to release it, so you already have a big library of stuff that supports this detailed motion control.
Right.
Before Move and Natal even, you know, hit the market.
Yeah.
So I don't know, what's the holdup?
I don't either. Maybe that is a question that Nintendo might answer. I guess we'll see. Because I do think that there is more potential for that, and they just haven't been capitalizing on it. And that could be Nintendo's fault. That could be that, you know, they like to take their time making software, and third parties just haven't, you know, gotten up to it. I don't really know. But what about the 3DS? What do you think of what we know about that so far?
First of all, I'm not a huge, huge handheld gamer. In fact, I prefer to play on a console.
Mm-hmm.
Like the DS, I've actually owned like probably 6 versions of the DS, and every time
really?
I get it, I never use it, and I eBay it.
Wow.
But as far as the 3DS goes, I like the fact that it's supposedly going to be more technology behind it to produce better visuals. You know, because I've always been kind of like, I've never been impressed with the DS visuals, because it doesn't have, like, texture filtering, and it's really pixelated.
Yeah.
And even when a DS game looks good to me, it still doesn't look that good.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I've never gotten into the DS because of, like, seems like it's really not quite there in terms of technology. But as far as the 3DS goes, I'm starting to get hyped. I'm not a huge handheld gamer, but this could be the one that really, you know, lures me into the handheld space, I think.
Yeah, I'm still not sure exactly where they're going for with it, like if they really are planning, because, well, a lot of people have a theory that the 3DS is just going to be like another iteration of the DS, like mm-hmm. in the same vein as the DSi. I would like to think that that's not the case. I would like to think that the 3DS is going to be like the next actual, like, handheld. Whether or not they're going to continue supporting regular DS or, like, I don't know, because they could kind of go multiple ways with that. They could continue supporting regular DS games and just have them work on the 3DS, like be backwards compatible.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I don't know, I guess Sony proved that that is a viable option with the PS2 and the PS3 for quite a while after the PS3 launched. The PS2 was still doing pretty decently well, and I feel like that could be even more the case with handhelds. Just the way that that market seems to work. Mm-hmm. But if the 3DS does in fact have like much bigger stepped up visuals, like to go, you know, toe to toe with the PSP from a technology standpoint, but then it also has the, you know, more interactive elements of the touchscreen, because a lot of my favorite DS games are really fun because they make good use of touchscreen controls in a way that you couldn't do on a standard controller.
Yeah, absolutely. Those are the DS games that I actually really liked. Nintendogs, for example, is probably my favorite DS game.
Nintendogs is a great game. Like, I haven't played it in a while. I guess just because I get swept up in so many games all the time. But for a period of about a month or two, like, I would regularly pick up Nintendogs for, like, a few minutes every day. And I'd give my dog a walk, and I'd do tricks, and I'd use the microphone to, like, you know, teach it stuff. And that that was a really interesting experience. I hadn't ever experienced something like that in a game at the time. And so I'm hoping that maybe they'll have something on the 3DS that can further capture those kind of experiences that you can't really have on other kinds of consoles or handhelds for that matter. Hmm. But
Nintendogs 3DS is what we want.
Yeah,
the dogs look like they're actually coming out of the screen to lick you.
Yeah, like their tongues like pop out at you and
3D drool.
3D drool. Seriously, I mean, who knows? Like, we don't even quite know exactly how the 3DS works yet, so. I mean, that's probably, I think that there's a lot of, I think that out of anything, the 3DS is probably the one thing that we've heard about E3 so far, just in general, that has the most potential to, like, be the biggest shocker or the biggest flop. And I've been reading a lot of thoughts or hearing a lot of thoughts from other people in the gaming press, and a lot of people have been saying, you know, they really want to see what the 3DS is about, what kind of games it's going to have, that sort of thing. So hopefully Nintendo announced it before E3 to build, you know, interest up so that they can be like, boom, here you go, here's a bunch of stuff for it, and for all we know, it might even be coming out this year. We don't even know, so.
Yeah, I love the idea of it being 3D, and it seems like it makes perfect sense for a handheld to be 3D, because you don't have to wear the glasses. I mean, who wants to wear glasses watching 3D on a TV?
I don't.
right. And then if you, like, move out of the way, like, if you move to the side of the TV, it's not 3D anymore, and so handheld makes perfect sense.
It does.
It's huge for Nintendo to be, like, the first. Nintendo, if they do this right, they could be, like, the first piece of hardware that really introduces 3D
to
in, like, a home setting and not, like, a theater. So that could be huge for them. I think it could be amazing. You could see Mario's mustache in 3D. And I love the 3D aspect, but the problem with it though is that's cool and it's an amazing novelty to have, but it doesn't really change how the games would be developed and how they would control. And that's kind of typically how Nintendo designs stuff. You know, the Wii Remote motion control and the DS, the two screens and the touchscreen. So I think there's probably going to be more to it than just, oh, it's 3D. And if there's not, then it is probably just another iteration of the DS.
Yeah, I'm still not sure what they're doing with that either, because I feel like that's something Nintendo often does, at least nowadays. They didn't necessarily used to do this before, but now, ever since the Wii and the DS, like, whenever they release some type of new hardware, there's always something unique to it, something new that enables different types of games to be made in terms of how they can physically play. So, and I agree, I don't quite see what you could do with just 3D that would actually change the way the games play, so I think there's probably more to the 3DS as well, assuming that it is its own new, like, if it's the next Game Boy, if you will, like, it is the next, like, step up in hardware, which it sounds like is what it is, but I guess we'll find out.
Weren't people saying it's supposed to be like a portable GameCube?
I read that a couple places, that there's some rumors going around that in terms of its processing or whatever, it's basically on par with like the GameCube, PS2, kind of like that era of gaming on a portable, which would be pretty impressive.
I don't want to sound like I'm just about, oh, it's got to be visually impressive.
I think that wouldn't be a bad idea. Obviously, the price would be higher, but I that's kind of why I think that it would probably still be a good idea if that is the case, that they kept supporting the standard DS. Because, I mean, you know, if they keep supporting the standard DS, they're going to keep supporting that market that they've already gained, and then they're going to make a new market with more, you know, people who either have more money or people who are more into gaming in specific and want games that look as good as possible. And then eventually, you know, by the time the price goes down on that, you know, then they'll probably be able to open that up to a wider audience. I don't really know. I guess it depends on how low the price is going to be and all that kind of stuff. But I'm kind of already kind of getting ready for a new portable myself. I got a DS Fat when those were new, and within a year, the DS Lite came out, and I got one of those right when they came out, basically. So I've had a DS Lite ever since the DS Lite came out. I'm actually selling my DS Lite to cover my Wii repair costs, but we have two DSs in the house, so that's okay. But I'm kind of getting antsy for a new handheld device, I guess. And I haven't bothered to upgrade to the DSi or the DSi XL because they're not true hardware leaps, and there's not enough there to entice me to fork over the extra money, especially now that I know the 3DS is coming, because it's like, I might as well just wait until that comes out. But
right. I think all the really, truly awesome DS players are still playing on a DS Fat. That's the best. I remember when that came out, that's when I was like really in love with the DS, and then the DS Lite came out, and it's like, yeah, this is better, and you can see the games better, but that's kind of when I started to get out of the DS Fat, I guess, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But obviously, the DS is huge, and there's a huge handheld market, so I think there's just going to be tons of people that will not hesitate at all to jump onto the 3DS. Which, is that the final name? Because didn't they say they were also going to be changing the name?
Probably. I've not seen anywhere that is the official name. They've just been calling it that. But then again, as far as I'm aware, that for a while, DS was the running name for the DS, and eventually they just called it the DS. So they might call it something else. They might give it a new name. I'm sure that's something we'll find out at E3. Kind of like how Project Natal probably isn't going to be called Project Natal, but they might just decide to keep it because that's what everyone's been calling it for the past while. So I don't know. I guess we'll find out with that, but
Nevertheless, 3DS is pretty darn exciting, and I'm sure, you know, safe bet that they're going to probably devote a lot of their conference this year to talking about 3DS hardware and software, and so that's pretty exciting.
Yeah, they got like a 2-hour conference lined up this year, I heard. That's longer than usual. So
it's usually an hour.
It's usually only like 1 hour, so the fact that it's 2 hours means that I'm sure they're going to have a lot to show us on the 3DS. And I'm hoping that they're probably going to do some, like, software demonstrations or something. And, I mean, of course, there is, of course, the rumor that Nintendo might also have some type of new home console lined up, which, of course, most people are just referring to as a Wii HD. What are your thoughts on that? Like, how do you feel about that topic?
I think, you know, the idea of playing Wii games in HD, obviously nobody's going to say, oh, I don't like that idea. That's, you know, a luxury. Who wouldn't want it to be clearer and you know, better looking? I think at this particular point, though, we only got, like, probably 2 more years left of the Wii, so it almost seems to me like, why not just wait 2 years? Yeah, it sucks that it's not in HD, but wait 2 years, release a whole new system that can do all, you know, all new things, and have it be HD. I don't really see the point in just kind of saying, oh, here's a Wii HD. It's the same thing, but now it's in HD. You know, I don't really know how successful that would
be. It works better on handhelds because handhelds are cheaper and they're smaller and, you know, all that.
And the handheld market is kind of like the cell phone market in a way, where people are not hesitant to upgrade.
Yeah, definitely.
Whereas a home console, you kind of think, okay, I invested in this and now I want to, you know, just use this for 5 years and then give me something new.
Yeah, like I like when home console hardware does upgrade, but it's never been a thing that specifically entices me to get a new console. Like, I'm loyal to Nintendo, but I also really like Sony consoles as well. But, and so ever since the PS1, every PlayStation that we've ever gotten has always been the slim model, because I just play my Nintendo games, and then once a slim version of the PlayStation console at the time comes out, it usually tends to be cheaper than, you know, whatever it was before. It usually tends to be more reliable, and obviously it looks kind of cooler, but so we got a PS1 ONE, the slim version of the original PlayStation, and then after a while, actually about the time the Wii came out, probably, maybe a little later than that, my wife got me a PS2 Slim. So I got one of those, and then this past January, I got a PS3 Slim. I'd been waiting to get a PS3, and I knew eventually they were going to release, like, a modified version of it, and they did, and that's when I decided to finally get a PS3. So I certainly wouldn't mind if they did something like that. I'm sure that a lot of other people who maybe don't even own Wiis that are maybe more into hardcore games would actually probably find something like that appealing, but I'm not really sure from a business perspective how good of an idea that would be. I don't know. Like, I guess I'm kind of with you that it feels like it probably would be better if they just waited another year or two until they revealed something completely rehauled and overdone.
Right. But you're right, though. I completely forgot there is, like, the slim models, and those generally do sell, you know, pretty well.
Yeah.
But I think overall it just makes more sense now, because we're, like I said, we're probably, like, 2 years until the Wii is done and they move on to the next thing. So maybe if it was, like, a year and a half ago or 2 years ago, I would have said, yeah, release a Wii HD, but I don't know, I think we're kind of like, you know, at the tail end of the Wii's life.
Yeah, I feel like at this point it would probably be better to invest their resources into developing the last run of software for the Wii and then put, you know, their other resources into whatever entirely new console they've got coming out. I don't know, I guess we'll see where that's going to go. I think that one of the big factors in this discussion is that there's kind of a pressure on Nintendo to release a high definition console with a better online service, all that stuff, because that's what that's what Microsoft and Sony have, and I honestly don't see a need for either of those two consoles to be replaced anytime soon. Like, I actually really if I had my way, I would have the PS3 and the 360 maybe release new, you know, hardware, like, versions of them or whatever, but just keep those consoles as they are and just continue to develop better software that makes better use of the online for, like, the next 3 to 5 years. I'd be perfectly fine with that. I don't see a need for a new hardware upgrade on that front, but I kind of would like to see something from Nintendo, but at the same time, like, I don't really think that HD Wii is necessarily what I want. I don't know. Because, if they weren't, let's say, you know, 1 or 2 years from now, they were like, okay, we're going to have the next Nintendo console. By the time that gets out and Sony and Microsoft have whatever their next thing is, then, you know, whatever Nintendo's console is might still feel outdated. I don't know. It's kind of a weird situation.
Yeah. I think, in maybe a small way, Nintendo might be at an advantage now, because, like, when you look at the Xbox 360 and the PlayStation 3, they're really powerful machines, and they can produce really impressive visuals.
Yep.
And, you know, now they've got their answer to motion controls being put into the systems, you know, like with Natal. And so it's kind of like, where do they go from here, really? Whereas opposed to Nintendo, where does Nintendo go from here? Well, Nintendo goes to HD, and they can add in, you know, better online, and they can kind of do what the competitors are doing, and then kind of add the Nintendo touch of having new little features added in with the new system. So I feel like that's kind of an advantage, because then you have, Nintendo has a brand new system coming out, whereas the competitors, they're just kind of like, oh yeah, we're still selling the same thing.
Yeah.
Because I think generally people want to go out and buy something new about every 5 years.
Yeah. No, yeah, I mean, no, I do agree.
Yeah, I'm a minority with that.
No, I think that you're right. I think that people do like to buy something new and shiny about every 5 years. That's like been sort of the cycle.
People like sitting out in the freezing cold in a line of 50 people waiting till midnight to buy a new machine.
Yep, they do. I'm glad I didn't do that with my Wii, though. I waited a couple months until they were a little bit more readily available, and I had a friend who worked at a GameStop and reserved a Wii for me, so that's how I got mine. So I guess I'm not that hardcore.
I sat in Walmart's flower or garden section, whatever they call it, from 5 p.m. until midnight, and I was actually number, I think, 20 of 20, so I just barely made it.
Oh, nice. Nice.
And I played Monopoly with people. It's completely irrelevant, but we played Monopoly while we waited.
Cool.
I lost, by the way.
I received a Nintendo Monopoly like last fall as a late wedding gift, and I've yet to open it. I don't know. Monopoly, you got to have the right group of people with Monopoly, I guess.
You got to cheat while playing Monopoly to make it possible.
Yeah. But I don't know. Like, I guess I am torn on that whole situation, because I really would not mind a new Nintendo console, but I kind of don't want there to be a new Microsoft and Sony console just yet, because I feel like they really did design those consoles to have longer legs from a technological standpoint. I don't know. I just don't want there to be a whole new, like, race of consoles altogether. But it would be kind of cool if, like, there was a new Nintendo one that...
So do you think they're gonna announce anything about the next Wii at this year's E3?
I don't know. I mean, I think that there is... I definitely think that there's a potential for it, and I think that now wouldn't necessarily be a bad time, especially since a lot of people are kind of wondering, like, where do they go with the Wii now? Like, I'm not sure. Like, even in terms of, like, just generally speaking, what should Nintendo do with their next console? I don't really know, because I feel like if they did make a more high-end machine that was more expensive and more technological-based, that... It still might not be quite... It probably wouldn't be up to par with whatever the next thing that Microsoft and Sony put out, and it might be a little bit more than what a lot of their consumer base really cares about. Like, I don't really know what would be the best option for them as far as a new console. I think that there is a possibility, but I really have no idea what would be the best option. What do you think?
As far as them announcing E3, or... I think this year the smartest thing for Nintendo to do would be, you know, they got a 2-hour conference, about an hour of that, talk about handhelds, talk about the 3DS, get everybody excited, you know, talk about the hardware as well as the software and, you know, the type of stuff it can do, and that's that. And also, you know, throw in DS software coming out as well, because the DS isn't dead, it's far from dead, so I'm sure they'll talk about that. And then the other hour, I think they should, you know, dedicate to the Wii, and here's the software that's coming out on the Wii, and by the way... you know, the vitality sensor, this is what it does, and this is the type of software we are releasing with it. So I think this year it would be wiser for Nintendo to not really talk about, oh, hey, we're releasing 3DS and a new Wii. So if I announce two systems at once. So I actually don't think they are going to talk really at all about the next Wii. They might just say, oh, we're not ready to move on to the next system yet, but I don't think we're going to get anything as far as the next system. Yeah. I don't really know if it's actually time, to be honest with you, because the Wii, didn't they just recently have trouble keeping it in stock still?
Maybe. I'm not even sure. I don't even know. I haven't heard about that in a while, but it kind of wouldn't surprise me in some regards.
I'm not saying it's still selling it massively well. I'm just saying that they actually still, for some reason, have trouble producing it.
Yeah. No, that very well could be the case. I mean, I definitely don't think that they have any need right now to release new hardware. I mean, like I said, I don't even know what would be the best direction to take, so I'm definitely not, like, I'm not specifically waiting or ready for a new console Nintendo system. So if they do have something like that, I mean, well, certainly I'm sure they have something in the cards, because they have to, because
Nintendo probably has it done.
Maybe, yeah. I mean, who knows, but I agree with you in that that's not something that's necessary right now. I do think that if they do have 2 hours dedicated to their conference, that what they really should be focused on is exactly what you said. Spend an hour focusing on the 3DS, show us what that thing's got, especially if that thing's coming out this year, definitely show us get us excited about it so that people are going to want to get one this winter season or whenever the heck it comes out, if it does come out this year. And then spend the other half an hour saying, and in the meantime, while you're waiting for the 3DS, here's what you've got to look forward to on your DS and your Wii. I do think that would probably be the best way to go about things.
In all honesty, though, I think everybody would agree with this. The best way to spend the 2 hours of this year's E3 conference would be just talking about Pikmin 3. We can agree on that. That's the one thing we all want to know about. Forget about Zelda Wii. Forget about the Vitality Sensor, the 3DS, all this other, you know.
Just have someone like sit and just play the first 2 hours of Pikmin 3. Just play through the first 2 hours. Just show it to us. Yeah, that would be. But you know, and that brings up like Zelda. Like, obviously, no one really knows what to expect of Zelda. All we've seen is one piece of art, and that's all. And just that alone, like, made people freak the heck out to the point where, like, that piece of art became, like, a news story in and of itself on, like, all the big gaming websites. And I'm just like, really? Like, it's, I don't know. Like, I really do like Zelda, and it is one of my, I mean, honestly, this, I mean, I guess maybe I'm a Nintendo whore, but, like, Mario, Zelda, and Metroid, those are probably my three all-time favorite franchises, if you don't count, like, you know, Smash Brothers or Mario Kart or things that blend different things together or whatever. Like, in terms of traditional, like, Nintendo franchise, those are probably the three. So, obviously, I'm excited about a new Zelda, but I just don't, I guess.
You don't pick apart one single piece of artwork and try to decide what the plot of the game is.
Yeah, like, when that piece of art came out, I was like, something about that art seems suspicious. And then within a week, someone was, you know, people were like, look, this girl looks kind of like a humanized version of the Master Sword. And I was like, dude, she does. That's so awesome. Maybe that's one of the hooks of the story. And that was it. I was interested. I thought that was kind of cool. Maybe there's something to that. And I was done being like, I haven't been like sitting here, staying up all night, wondering what the heck is going, like, I don't, I think part of why it confuses me so much is that so many people that seem to have so many negative things about, like, to say about Nintendo still, like, froth at the mouth for a new Zelda, and I don't understand why, because it's not like a new Zelda is going to do anything, I don't know, like, I feel like the new Metroid games and the new Mario games are really great games for gamers as well, and, like, for some reason, those couldn't hold a candle to Zelda, and I just kind of don't quite see where people in the gaming community come from as far as that goes.
You know, it's funny, because I loved Twilight Princess. I thought it was,
too.
You know, it's a masterpiece of gaming, really, but it was missing something. It just felt like, oh, this is, you know, this is Zelda, yeah. So I'm really excited. This is an actual quote that Mr. Miyamoto had mentioned about Zelda Wii. This time, when they're developing the game, they're actually starting with the controls and the gameplay, and not even thinking about, like, characters and story. And so that really excites me. That's why I'm very excited about Zelda Wii, because he said typically they start off with, okay, the characters, the settings, the story, and then they focus on the controls and getting that stuff right. That's like the exact opposite of how I want a game to be designed. I'm all about like, the controls and the gameplay. And so that's why I'm really excited about Zelda Wii, because I think it's going to be more about, oh, this is so much fun to play and this is so original. So I think there's going to be some new life breathed or whatever.
Yeah.
Zelda Wii.
I sure hope so, because I really think if any franchise, like, I'm actually pretty glad that they're doing what they're doing with the new Metroid game, because we've had some Metroid Prime games. I do still think that they should make a new 2D Metroid at some point on the DS or something, but for what it is, Metroid Other M does look like it is doing enough things different with the Metroid franchise to feel fresh. I haven't played it, obviously, but my impressions of what I've seen make me excited to play it more than any Metroid game since Metroid Prime. So, just because I know it's going to not feel like the Metroid games I've played over the past however many years, it's going to feel different. So,
you know, it's funny because the greatest thing about E3 is Nintendo announces games, and sometimes they'll announce a game and it's like in this weird, drastically new direction, and fanboys get so mad. And then when they actually play the game, they end up thinking it's one of the greatest things ever. And so, didn't they get, what was the last thing a lot of fans got mad about? Oh, Wind Waker.
Yeah, remember Wind Waker, man.
Zelda Wind Waker's visuals? To this day, I think that's the best looking Zelda game. I'm sure there are people who disagree, but.
I kind of agree. Like, I like a lot of Twilight Princess's art design, but in terms of, like, how well it's going to stand up over time, I think that Wind Waker, like, 5 years from now, is still gonna, like, still look really good, because that's how the visuals are designed. It's like Disney movies, animated Disney movies from 10 years ago still look great, because, you know, just the way that their visuals were put together. Whereas, like, I just went back and watched the original Toy Story, and not that the movie doesn't look good, but you can tell that visuals have been bumped up a few notches since that movie came out. Whereas I go back and watch, like, The Lion King or something like that, that movie, like, I don't even think about how animated films might look better or worse, because that movie just looks really good in, like, general. And that's how I feel about The Wind Waker. Is that
That's absolutely right. Style will always, if you put a lot of style and you go into a unique direction with, I think, a game's visuals, it's going to last a lot longer than, you know, well, this is, you know.
So,
it's one thing that always upsets fans at E3 when there's a drastic change to a Nintendo franchise or any franchise. But
people hate change.
They do. They hate change, and yet they want
They want change. Yeah, that's the conundrum, and that's... I think that that's one of the main reasons why Nintendo's been so mum about this new Zelda, because with Twilight Princess, I think they announced it too early, and they got people too, like, I feel like they gave people too much time to build up expectations to such an unrealistic point that no matter what they put out, within reason, it wouldn't have satisfied people, and so that's why a lot of people are kind of down on Twilight Princess, whereas I went in thinking, okay, this is going to be more of... get to Zelda games that I've played before, but more polished and with its own story, and I thoroughly enjoyed Twilight Princess, but I really do hope that whatever this new Zelda is, it does change things up. Like, I really think that the Zelda series, more than any other series, needs things to be mixed up a bit in some way. What that way is, I couldn't tell you what would be the best option, but hopefully Nintendo does, and we'll find out soon.
We'll find out what, in like less than 10 days now?
Yeah, like a week, a little more. That is kind of exciting. Like,
you know, it's sad because I actually look at Nintendo's E3 press conference
as like, E3?
In the same way that a 16-year-old looks at the MTV Movie Awards. Kind of the way Miyamoto walks on stage and I get chills.
Yeah, I mean,
this is totally off subject now, but I wanted to comment on this.
Go for it.
Cammy Dunaway gets so much hate from fans.
She does.
I actually like Cammy Dunaway. I'm going to go ahead and I'm just going to put it out there. I like Cammy Dunaway.
Yeah, I mean, I certainly don't dislike her. I guess that I suppose that, you know, how she goes about things could be
a little wacky.
Yeah, she was a little wacky the first time she came on, but I certainly don't mind her either. I think that what happens is that for the past couple years, in particular, Nintendo's E3 has been gasp a press conference for the press for Nintendo to go out and say, hey, to all of our consumers, most of which are not hardcore gamers, this is what we've got for you. And because E3 is such a hardcore gaming circus show, a lot of people get disappointed with that because Nintendo, honestly, for the past couple years, has treated it more like a press conference and less like...
graphs and charts.
Yeah, and less like a fireworks show.
We want the fireworks show.
Yeah, and the thing is that the gaming community wants the fireworks show.
And they're the ones watching.
Yeah, and yeah, indeed. Like, a lot of that's the weird conundrum about it, is that a lot of the people that are actively watching it, like, that's what they want to see, and Nintendo, at least for the past couple years, has been like, yeah, but we don't really need to worry about that right now. And to a degree, I feel like that's probably true. They probably haven't, at least for the past couple years, haven't specifically needed to pander to the hardcore at E3. I suppose this is going to be, you know, a chance, because a lot of, especially with the new Zelda, obviously, and whatever else could be going on with the 3DS, this definitely could be a chance for them to, you know, regain respect in the core gaming community's eyes. I guess we'll find out, but I mean,
you know, I think the way Nintendo thinks is this: if they announce Zelda Wii, they could just send out video and screenshots to IGN and so forth, and the gamers who are going to pick up Zelda Wii and who are interested in Zelda Wii are going to already be going to those websites.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, the WeFit crowd doesn't go to those websites.
Nope.
So maybe they feel like they need to talk a little bit more about something like WeFit.
When they're in the limelight, yeah.
Right.
Yep.
Well, I don't know if I necessarily agree with that 100% because the people watching the conference are not the WeFit audience.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So I don't know.
No, that's definitely a good point. I feel like, because Nintendo likes to have their own conferences, like, after E3.
Mm-hmm.
And oftentimes, a lot of the more core gaming stuff comes out of those than from their actual E3 conferences. And
yeah.
I feel like it might be better if it was the other way around, but I don't know. Because like you said, a lot of the people that are actually following E3 are those core gamers that want to see, like, announcements for games and for hardware that actively gets them, that particular audience, interested. And Nintendo hasn't been too big on that, and I'm not sure if that's because, you know, they've only had so much, you know, ammunition for that type of audience, or who knows what. But I think that they definitely have potential this year.
The biggest thing that I miss from Nintendo's conferences that has been absent for, I think, like the past 3 years, is the cutaway to B-roll footage. You know, Reggie would say blah, 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 and then they'd show us like 50 games with this epic music. With tons of, you know, it would get you so excited. But they don't do that anymore. I don't know why. They just, oh, this is new Super Mario Brothers, and we're going to show it for 5-10 minutes. And then, you know, they move on to talking about charts. I want that compilation of tons of games.
Yeah.
They don't do it anymore. I don't know why.
I don't know either. I'm not sure.
Maybe they'll change it. They might.
Yeah, they do have 2 hours. They have to fill up with something.
They got plenty of time.
Yeah. So... You know, what? I guess this is a good question to ask. Like, what do you want from, like, if you had to, obviously besides Pikmin 3, of course, but, like, what, you know, what do you want Nintendo to, like, what kind of games or franchises or whatever would you like to see show up at E3, and why do you think now would be a good time to show them?
You know, it's funny, because I actually play a huge variety of games. Like, I will pop in WeFit Plus and play that for an hour, and then pop in Metroid Prime. So when it comes to, like, when they're going to talk about, like, a Wii Party, for example, I'm actually hyped for Wii Party. You know, we're not getting a Mario Party, so Wii Party, next best thing. I want to see, like, a huge, you know, genre of games. Tons of genres, like, you know. Wii Party, and then show off Zelda Wii, and then show us Vitality Sensor software, and then, you know, I don't want to just see Star Fox, Pikmin 3, and Zelda. You know, I want to see games that support, like, the Miis, the Mii-style games. So, yeah, I want to see a big variety of what they have to show. And like I said, Wii Party, I'm sure they're going to talk about that, and I'm actually really anxious to see, you know, what type of games are in...
Yeah, I know, now that I think about it, that was a game that they showed off to the press a little while ago or something. Is that what you're referring to?
Yeah. It's kind of like Mario Party, I guess, in a way, but probably a little bit different with, like, a Mii take on it.
Yeah, I wouldn't... Honestly, that actually sounds appealing to me. Mario 8 kind of burned me out on the Mario Party games. Like, by the time Mario Party 8 came out, I was like, I'm kind of done with this unless they, like, do something different with it.
Another reason you have to come to Chicago to play Wii with you. Get into some intense Mario Party.
Which, are you talking Mario Party 8?
Any of the Mario parties.
Okay, because if we're talking any of the Mario parties, then for me it's going to have to be 2 or 3, because those are still my favorites. I don't. What are your favorites?
You're an old school partier.
I am an old school when it comes to Mario parties. I have played all of the Mario parties, basically what you could say is beaten the game, quote unquote, with all the Mario parties. And after 3, I haven't loved any of them.
Do you play them with multiple people, or do you...
It depends on the game. Like, Mario Party 8, I played a lot by myself, and I played a lot with other people, and it was definitely more fun with other people.
Right.
Mario Party 7 and 6, I think I actually probably played primarily alone, because no one else wanted to play with me. That had to do with the fact that I wasn't... I don't know, like, that probably had to do with the fact with when they came out. I didn't actually really have a lot of people to play games with until college, and I lived in a dorm, and guys would just, like, I would leave my door open, and guys would just be like, oh, dude, you're playing Super Smash Bros., I'm going to play with you, since I have nothing else to do and want something to delay me from doing homework. But, like, I didn't have that, like, in high school, because I lived out in the country where it was a chore to see any of my friends after school, so... Yeah, I mean, that's definitely probably part of it. Whereas, like, with Mario Party 2 and 3, I don't know, just something about those I had more people to play those with at the time. So that might be part of it. That is a good point.
I think it's probably safe to say Mario Party 9 not going to be at E3 this year because of Wii Party.
Yeah, that's...
Before Wii Party, I thought, okay, it's an absolute shoe-in, Mario Party 9 this year. Now there's no way.
Yeah,
this
now
the biggest thing Nintendo could do.
Pretty much they'd be competing with themselves.
Yeah, and I think Mario Party would maybe win. But then again, maybe not.
Maybe I don't know. It probably depends
on... tough choice.
Yeah, it probably depends on what this Wii Party game is up to, because I feel like it's probably going to do a number of things different than Mario Party, so...
It's smart in a way, because it's like Nintendo themselves is like, they're aware that, okay, we've done a lot of Mario Party games, let's put that to rest for a few years, but we still want to make a party game, so let's use it with the Miis so we can kind of do a little bit of an interesting take on it.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of smart. I'm very excited about Wii Party for E3.
Now you've actually got me more interested in it, now that I'm actually thinking about that.
That's my job, to get you more excited about and buy more.
There you go, yeah. As far as that, those kind of more casual-oriented kinds of games, the more, like, for-everyone kinds of games, I know a lot of people are going to disagree with me on this, but I would really like to see a Wii Music 2, personally.
I absolutely agree with you on this.
I feel like I was just talking with Sterling Craig from ScrewAttack.com on one previous episode, and he utterly does not see the point in Wii Music at all. And I feel like one of the big problems with that game is that a lot of people go into it thinking it's a rhythm game when it's more like Mario Paint, in that it's not about playing a game so much as creating stuff. And a lot of people in the gaming community don't want to create stuff. They want to be presented with a challenge and overcome it. And that's not what Wii Music is about. Wii Music is about you challenging yourself to make something that you think sounds good. And once I approached it from that angle, I got a lot more enjoyment out of it, and I actually bought the game, and about, you know, every few weeks or so, I'll go back to it, and I'll be like, okay, let's make this song in this kind of style, and just go for it, and, you know, see what comes out. So,
right.
I would love to see a Wii Music 2 that has more instruments, you know, maybe higher quality audio, and...
At E3 this year?
I don't see it happening, but there has been some a little bit of rumblings that they might make a Wii Music 2, and if they announced a Wii Music 2, and, it, you know, I would automatically be interested in it. I don't know if I would necessarily buy it. I would have to learn more about it and play it myself, but if I had things my way, we would see a Wii Music 2 that maybe had higher quality sound samples, and for me personally, a lot more Nintendo songs that you can play around
with. Right,
because that was one of my favorite parts of Wii Music, was that you could take these classic Nintendo songs and do your own takes on them, like do a salsa version of an F-Zero song, which I did, which was fun and awesome. or I don't know, like a Japanese war Legend of Zelda theme. Like, just crazy stuff like that, and like do your own take on it. I just really like... I never got into Mario Paint, but now I see why people got into Mario Paint because of Wii Music. It's just that I'm doing it with music, whereas they sort of did it with visuals, I guess.
And, you know, it's funny because Wii Music is kind of looked at as being, oh, that's not a music game. Guitar Hero and Rock Band, those are the music games. But when you really think about it, the concept of music in general is about expressing yourself in your own way.
Right.
And so music absolutely offers that more than the other games, like Rock Band. Rock Band and Guitar Hero are, okay, you have to perfectly play to this rhythm, and that's not really what music is about. Music isn't about copying, it's about doing your own thing, and so
exactly.
Sadly, Wii Music is really the real music game, but it just isn't looked at in that
way. It isn't looked at, yeah, and you know what? It's funny that you say that, because that's exactly the argument that a lot of people, sort of on my side of things, were approaching when they reviewed Wii Music when it came out, was technically speaking, Wii Music is actually a music game, and the other games that we've been calling music games are rhythm games.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a difference. I just reviewed a rhythm game called Beat City. That game's not a music game. That game is a rhythm game. Elite Beat Agents, that's a rhythm game. You're not making music. Whereas Wii Music, you're making music. Like, it turns out however you make it turn out. Like, you're not imitating. You can play it, like, note for note, but that's not really what it was intended for. It was intended for you
more
to
guidance.
Experiment. Yeah, exactly. So,
I'm not knocking Guitar Hero and Rock Band.
No, yeah, me neither.
I'm just saying.
They are.
Right.
It's, but yeah, I agree with you.
Wii Music 2 at E3 confirmed.
I would, I know a lot of people wouldn't care for it, but I personally would. I don't actually know how well Wii Music sold, but if it sold decently enough...
3 million or so, something probably around there.
If it sold 3 million, I don't see, like, I can't imagine that you have to put that much money and resources into making a Wii Music game, because they're not really about the presentation, they're just about giving you the tools. And so, I mean, 3 million is actually a lot for, like, a lot of games wish that they could sell 3 million copies, right. So... if they actually sold that much, then I think it would be beneficial to make a sequel, assuming that there was enough there to attract people who bought the first one.
But at E3, you don't believe it would be shown? No.
They showed the first Wii Music at E3 a while ago, and that's actually become known as like the worst Nintendo Wii ever was where they
and
were.
I agree, and I like Wii Music.
Yeah, I like Wii Music, and I agree too that was like really awkward and weird. I feel like. It would be nice if they announced Wii Music, too, but I don't think it's something that they would need to specifically show off. Just, like, letting us know that it's there would make me happy, at least. But
right.
That's, like, my own personal... I don't specifically see them doing it, but I don't think it's illogical for them to do it, either. So.
Okay, so here's a question for you about E3 2010 this year. Out of everything Nintendo could possibly show, what is, like, the one thing you don't want them to do?
Oh, that's a good question.
Be showing software or, you know.
Yeah. Man, I might need to think about this for a minute here. That is a good... Because obviously our whole conversation is what do we want to see? I don't know. I guess that if I had to pick anything, I guess I would say that I would... I mean, at least, you know, offhand here, that I really do not want to see... Well, for one, I don't want to see a Mario Party 9, but we just discussed that. I guess I don't want to see whatever the new Zelda is. I don't want it to use the same like engine and art style of Twilight Princess. And I don't want, at least whatever they show, I don't want it to look like it's just another Zelda game. But I guess that's kind of, you know, sort of in many ways stating the obvious, because I'm sure a lot of people don't want that either. Man, I don't want them to ignore Wii Motion Plus. I want them to show us more with Wii Motion Plus. And I think that makes a lot of sense for them, considering that they made such a big deal of that a year ago. I would hate if they just ignored Wii Motion Plus.
Right, like, because especially due to the fact that there is competition this holiday season for motion control gaming. And
definitely.
That's a pretty good answer. You didn't have to think that hard about it. You knew what you wanted to say.
Yeah, I just had to... I guess I had to stop thinking of it from a software standpoint and think about it in general terms. What about you, though? What do you want them to do?
I think I don't want to see the Wii Vitality Sensor used in the way that most people think it's going to be used, in like some boring application that's like, now relax for 5 seconds as we tell you what your number score is in relaxation.
Yeah.
That's what I don't want.
Oh, boy.
I don't think it needs to be used that way, and it can be used in very interesting ways.
No, I think so, too. And I mean, I'm definitely curious to see what they might do with the Wii Vitality Sensor. What would be absolutely horrible is if they used the Wii Vitality Sensor as, like, a means to enforce those little, maybe you should take a break kinds of things. Like,
now they force you to.
Yeah, like the game stops and it shows you the little picture of the window with the curtain blowing, and it's like, why don't you go outside and take a break? And then the game refuses to continue until you stick your finger in and it measures your heart rate and it decides,
minute, you're 1.5 over 3.
Yeah.
You're out of here.
It decides,
no more playing Mario for you. You're way too excited.
Yep, you can't play more Mario. We cannot, you know, we cannot afford the inevitable lawsuits of people who get overexcited playing the Wii. Like, it would be completely horrible if there was something like that, if they decide to use it for something like that. That's, oh, man, that would be just awful.
I don't know if we necessarily have to worry about that.
No, I hope not.
Major things have happened.
That's true.
Yeah, this is the thing that I want to see the Vitality Sensor used for. I was actually trying to come up with game ideas for the Vitality Sensor one night, and I realized, okay, so the Vitality Sensor essentially can see if you're, like, stressed out, which might mean you're angry, or if you're calm. And this reminds me of the DS game Super Princess Peach. Remember how you'd touch the buttons to make Peach mad?
Yeah.
So what if it was, like, a side-scrolling game like that, to where if you got angry, you worked yourself up, that means your character gets really mad and maybe, like, grows on the screen and you're more powerful?
That would be interesting.
Like, you're walking you're walking on a tightrope and you have to be really calm so that the character can walk past it or something.
Yeah.
So I think there's, if you really stop and think about it and throw away your social life, you could really come up with some ideas. I've been doing that. So,
no, that's actually a really cool idea. Obviously, I've been kind of thinking of applications like that, but most of my thoughts have been very kind of like one-shots that other people have discussed, like using it in a horror game or whatever. Mm-hmm. But no, that's actually a really cool idea. Like
Super Princess Peach Wii.
There you go. Super Princess Peach Wii. Yeah, that actually sounds like that could be interesting. Of course, then the thing that you would need to worry about is that people would be like, you know, self-inducing strokes and God knows what else, trying to get the...
let them. for the fun of it, forget it.
I just feel like that's just like a... That's speaking of lawsuits, that's just a lawsuit waiting to happen, but...
Why are you so angry? I'm playing for Princess Peach Wii. Leave me alone. I'm gonna beat this guy.
Yeah. There's some potential right there.
Just think about how amazing that would be, though. A game device that actually... Because it can tell how you're feeling in a way, more or less. So it would be able to know if you're stressed out and angry. And how awesome would that be if you make yourself kind of stressed out and you see the character get stressed out on screen?
That would be interesting.
That would be a leap in gaming.
That would be definitely interesting, like sort of crossing a unique barrier that games, you know, haven't yet crossed per se. I mean, obviously you can decide, I'm angry, so I'm going to
plow through these Goombas.
Yeah, or I'm going to enter in this command and my character will put on an angry face, but actually reacting live to what your heart rate is doing is an interesting concept that they could do something with. So I agree with you. I think that the E3 could also be a good point where they could show, all right, all you people who have been making jokes, you know, hear us out, and then here you go. And here are some things that can be done with it if you people stop laughing and actually take it seriously for a second.
Now, the issue with us coming up with ideas like this is that if Nintendo doesn't do stuff like this, we're going to hate it even more.
Yeah, pretty much. Then we're just going to be like, there you go.
Lost potential.
Yep. Yeah. And same thing with the Wii Motion Plus. If they don't do anything with it, that's lost potential. And on top of that, like you said, they actually have people who are actively trying to compete against that technology now. So they definitely have got to do something about that.
Yeah. I love Wii Motion Plus games. Like Wii Sports Resort, because it's summertime, I've been playing that a lot. And it's so much fun. Like, just the accuracy, just the controls. That's not even a game, that's just like a control game. Where it's not about what you do in the game necessarily, but how fun it is to just mess around with the controls. So that's why I really, really want to see more Wii Motion Plus stuff.
Yeah.
And Zelda Wii is exclusive to Wii Motion Plus.
Yeah. Have they actually gone out? I'm pretty sure they've actually basically confirmed that, haven't they?
Yeah, I think that's what they want. You do need Wii Motion Plus. So I would assume that means it's coming bundled with Wii Motion Plus.
Yeah, that makes sense. They'll probably have a version that comes bundled with it and a version that doesn't for people who've already picked up a Wii Motion Plus like myself. Because I wouldn't really have much of a use for two, I guess.
I have five of them if anybody needs one.
Are you serious?
Yes. Believe it or not, I own three copies of Red Steel 2.
Why?
Two of which came with Motion Plus.
Why do you have three copies of Red Steel 2?
Well, one was a review copy.
Okay.
One was on reserve. And then one was for the hell of it, I guess. I don't really know why.
Awesome.
This is one more sale for a game I love.
Yeah, no, I can see that.
It's still in the cellophane. I like to look at it at times.
Red Steel
3 at E3, that's not happening.
Probably not. Now, did Red Steel 2 sell decently?
I think the verdict is still out on that. From what I've heard from actually Jason Vandenberg, who's the creative director on Red Steel 2, he has more or less said that they are underway on another game. I can't imagine that he would leave the Red Steel franchise because he loves it. You can tell the guy just loves working on the game.
Yeah.
So he is working on a game, which could mean Red Steel 3. And that would mean that it sold well enough for Ubisoft to say, okay, go back to the office and start making it. So from what I've heard so far, and this was an official Ubisoft statement, it has been selling within their expectations, so...
Cool. Then maybe we'll see another Red Steel 3 at next year's E3.
It's multiplayer and could be exciting.
That could be
exciting. We're already done with this E3. We're jumping forward to next.
We're already discussing.
We know what's going to be at this show.
Yeah. So, since we're at about an hour or so now, I guess we could maybe, unless you had other topics you wanted to discuss in specific?
Not particularly. Maybe before, are you talking about wrapping this up now? Because I was going to say, before we wrap it up, let's just go over the list of games we think and want.
Yeah.
And that would be a good way to wrap this up.
Yeah, basically my thought was, you know, let's go over what we think that we're going to see there, and maybe throw out, like, if we, you know, just could have, you know, whatever the heck we wanted. I guess within reason, we should probably stipulate for them to announce out of the blue what it would be. Because that can happen sometimes. Nintendo right. does randomly...
And if we're correct on it, we're going to seem really intelligent.
Yeah, exactly. So,
go ahead and go first.
Okay, I'll go first. I'll go over what I know or expect that we're going to see already, and that's I want to see more 3DS. From a hardware standpoint, that's definitely where, like, out of all of E3, from a hardware standpoint, that's what I'm most interested in. More than Natal, more than the PlayStation Move, I want to see more about the 3DS because I am ready for a new handheld system. I would be really nice to see Pikmin 3. I am actually interested in seeing what new, more casual Wii games there are, because those are always the games that I can pull in other people to play with me that I otherwise wouldn't. So I am always out, you know, keeping an eye out on those. Obviously, there's, you know, a new Zelda, and certainly a lot of people want to see what that's all about. Like I said, I really want to see it be different. I just want to see it be something that is going to take people by surprise and probably piss a lot of people off initially, but that's what I want to see, is something different. As far as if I could just, like, shoot out into the blue and, you know, pick whatever the heck I wanted that hasn't been announced, I would probably choose a new Star Fox game on the Wii, because I actually am a big fan of Star Fox, but now that I've thought about it, and looking back on the whole franchise, the only single Star Fox game that I can say I love is Star Fox 64. I kind of liked, or maybe liked, every other Star Fox game, but I really, really wish they would make another Star Fox game that is just right, and that, like, I don't know, just combines the motion sensing elements with what a lot of the things that made the original Star Fox and Star Fox 64 so good. I would really like to see something like that, and I do think that's within reason, and it would, to me, make sense to reveal, as you put it, like, sort of a B, like, level game like that at E3. Mm-hmm. So, what about you?
Well, what I expect to be there, I expect them to talk about Wii Party. Maybe not a huge amount, but they'll introduce it and show us gameplay. So mm-hmm. I think that's a shoe-in. Wii Party will be shown. I think Zelda Wii will probably be towards the end of the conference. I don't think they're going to demo it on stage. They might, because of the Wii
Motion
Plus stuff.
Yeah.
But I think at very least we're going to get a trailer and screenshots.
Hopefully it'll at least be playable at this point.
Right. Yeah, I think it is playable at Nintendo, because Miyamoto has mentioned it's very fun to play. So
yeah.
Unless he's a big liar and he's just...
yeah.
So I think Zelda Wii Party, those are shoe-ins. 3DS I think is going to be a big part of their conference, like half of it. And I think that's going to be exciting. I really, really want to get into handheld gaming, and I think this might be the first handheld system to really pull me in. I think big 3DS discussion. I think Vitality Sensor discussion, I think we're going to see maybe at least a couple first-party games for the Vitality Sensor, and I think we'll see some third-party support as well.
Yeah.
I really have no idea what the software is going to be like. I know what I want it to be like I said, but I'm really, really interested in seeing that. I think we'll get some games that might support the balance board. I don't think Nintendo's ready to bury that yet. That seems more
That's
like
true.
An option that developers put in games, but I think we'll see more balance board support. I think this is more of like what I hope now. That's what I think is for sure. This is what I hope. Pikmin 3, it's time to show it finally. There's definitely a fan base for Pikmin, and you know, they've already proven that it can work really well on the Wii, so they got to get a new Pikmin game.
Yeah,
I'm going to predict this is a game that I really think has a chance of showing up, because every year we get at least one Mario game on Nintendo's home system. So I'm going to say Mario Golf for the Wii, built from the ground up. We got Mario Tennis Play Control.
Yeah.
We didn't golf for some reason, which seems strange to me.
Yeah, that does. That seems like it makes even more sense.
Yeah, because we won't get Mario Party because of Wii Party. We won't get Mario Tennis because we already have Tennis on there. So Mario Golf seems like that could show up. It makes sense. But maybe that's why we won't see it, because it makes too much sense to show it.
Yeah.
And like you said, Star Fox, here's an idea that I don't think they're going to do this, but a Star Fox racing game I want to see.
Oh, that would be, there could be something with that, yeah.
Take Star Fox franchise, like the idea of it being, you know, in space and shooting stuff, but mix that gameplay with like a racing game.
With a racing game, yeah. No, there's really potential for that.
There's no solid ground as to what Star Fox totally is, because it's been an adventure game, it's been...
Yeah.
And an assault, it was a multiplayer game, so... I don't know. Something Star Fox, but I think if they do show Star Fox, it will be typically kind of different. But I don't really have high hopes for Star Fox, and I think
that's
legit.
Yeah, I mean, I don't specifically have high... Well, I guess I have high hopes, but I don't have high expectations for Star Fox.
Right.
And I actually, you know, now that we've been talking about it, I actually just remembered something else that I personally would really, really love, and that would be a new Paper Mario game that is not Super Paper Mario 2.
I agree, and I think we might see it.
I think there's a possibility, because I really highly doubt that that team isn't making a new game. Like, I feel like they made Paper Mario the Thousand Year Door, and then they made Super Paper Mario, and Super Paper Mario even used a lot of the same resources. And
it's been out of development for a long time, because that
was... Yeah, it has. Yeah, that was going to be a GameCube game, and they just ended up making it an earlier Wii game. And as much as I did like Super Paper Mario, I didn't like it as much as any of the other Mario RPGs.
It didn't have the atmosphere, and it didn't really have the gameplay as Thousand Year Door in the 64
no,
was, but it was good.
It was good. It was a good game. And to date, Paper Mario the Thousand Year Door is still one of like my top three favorite games of all time, and I would really, really love to see it get bested.
A real Wii version.
Yeah, that would
not
be...
Not to say Super Paper Mario wasn't a real Wii version, but kind of more of a spin-off of Paper Mario.
Yeah, and I could easily see them incorporating some basic, like, pointer and gesture-based commands into your time-based commands without, like, overburdening the game with motion controls, and I feel like that could work, and then just somehow work on building the rest of the main core Paper Mario gameplay and expanding on it. Like, I would absolutely love something like that now that I've actually thought about it, because that's my favorite single-player franchise is the Mario RPGs, so...
And, you know, like I said, they always show a Mario game for
their
home system, so I would say maybe Mario Golf and Paper Mario, another one that I think could happen.
Yeah, I can't think of an E3 when they haven't shown off at least one Mario game somewhere, so...
Right. And even though we've had a lot of Mario lately, I still don't think that's going to stop Nintendo. I would assume it would be a spin-off. I don't think Galaxy 3 is going to be popping up.
Yeah, at least not anytime soon.
I would love it, but I don't think
it's going to happen. Yeah. I mean, we have been seeing a lot of Mario lately, but, I mean, personally, I feel like that's because Nintendo has been doing a good job of sort of sharing Mario with other companies and letting them do their own things with Mario, but then continuing to do what Mario does best, at least lately. Between the two Galaxy games and New Super Mario Bros. Wii, there's a lot of, like, it's been kind of reminding people of why the platforming genre was popular back in the day and why it is still viable if you have the creativity to do something with it, so... But, yeah, so...
Needless to say, it's going to be exciting.
Yeah, and I'm sure that there will be even more to talk about when everything is all said and done, so...
Yes, we can talk about, oh my god, we were right about everything.
Yeah, yeah, who knows, we very well might be correct about some things, and
I'm sure it'll be more, wow, we weren't right about a single thing of the week.
Yeah, oh boy, but... Yeah, I mean, are you going to want to come on and do another podcast like a week or two after E3 is done?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Awesome. Hopefully we'll be able to get that working a bit more.
Yeah, we have a little trouble getting things together.
Yeah, we just seem to have some difficulty getting in touch with one another when we need to, but hopefully we'll be able to maintain contact and get that working, because I would love to discuss more Nintendo stuff with you. It's definitely been a good time having you on, Josh. We have some good interactivity going on. It's a pleasure to get to actually speak with you.
Same here.
Yeah. So other than that, if you haven't checked out my couple of past episodes, I interviewed Starting Craig from ScrewAttack.com, so check that out. I also interviewed Alex Noisy of Gaijin Games about the BitTrip games, and he had some very awesome, very interesting things to say about those games and the kind of psychological, metaphorical themes going on, so definitely check that out if you haven't. Otherwise, I still am having my fighting game podcasts going up. Those will probably be going up very soon. I have them recorded. I just need to edit them. I've just been very stressed lately, so those will go up probably after this one, because I want to get this one up in time for E3. And probably for next month, I'm probably going to be trying to do a lot of post-E3 discussion, but then after that, Maybe later towards like July, I'm probably going to be trying to get some people together to discuss this whole games as art discussion, just because I'm sure there's a lot of interesting things yet to be said about that. So if you have any questions or comments, do feel free to email me at destiny.smasher@gmail.com. If you want to check out Josh's work, it's at wefolder.com. I'll be sure to post links to our Twitters and our websites in the description. And other than that, just sort of stay tuned for, you know, what's going to happen. Be sure to have your live streams set for Monday and Tuesday to watch everyone's press conferences. Thanks again for joining me today, Josh. It was definitely a delight.
Yep, thanks for having me. Had a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was definitely a good time. Can't wait to discuss E3 after the fact with you. That'll definitely be fun as well. And that's all for today, folks. Thanks for listening to the Same Skycast, and later days.